Well, welcome to Rebel Storytellers Podcast, Episode 8. My name is Brad.
My name is Steve.
Rebel Storytellers is a community of writers, performers, dreamers, and doers who want to spark a little hope and action in this world, and we do that in three ways: a daily blog, live events, and this podcast.
If you check out rebelstorytellers.com in the month of December, we've got our new four-letter word. It is GIFT, G-I-F-T. All of our posts revolve around that word. We've got lots of different reflections from folks, stories, poems, art, photography, all that good stuff. So check us out at rebelstorytellers.com. And starting January 1st, we will have a new four-letter word.
So this month, we threw it out there that anybody who had a great Christmas gift story should email us in a letter, and we would pick a winner, and we would read it on the airwaves, and then send them a bag full of swag. So I believe we have a winner, and you're going to read said winner, right?
I am. Our winner this month was April Long. Congratulations, April. And what April says is that the gift she remembers most is from her dad when she was in her early teens. She says her dad was not a great shopper and still isn't, so sorry, April's dad. His idea of the perfect gift was a Spencer's gift box, which in those days wasn't as racy as it is now, but it still had a bunch of inappropriate random stuff packaged in the box.
Does she give any details?
No, she doesn't. She said it was just a bunch of junk. So, which, I like Spencer's. Didn't you like Spencer's growing up?
I did when I was about 13.
Yeah, or if you have the mentality of a 13-year-old.
Right.
She says that this year, though, she asked for the Muppets Christmas album for Christmas.
Nice.
And that was back in the day when albums were actually albums. John Denver and the Muppets were on the cover singing a bunch of Christmas songs. And he came through. No Spencer's box. She actually got the album. She loved it. She said that she tried to resell it at some point. But she still says that she loves all the songs, and she still plays the CD, MP3, and all that good stuff. And she said for once, her dad got it right.
Well, good job, April's dad.
Yeah. Mr. Long, I would assume.
And thanks for writing in, April. And we'll continue to do that with other topics. But keep an eye out in the mail for your swag bag.
Bag of swag.
It's coming.
Yeah.
So this episode is going to be all about Christmas. This is our Christmas episode. It's the week of Christmas, if you're listening to this in the future. And we have three different segments. We're going to have the gang gets together, talks about their favorite Christmas movies. Our man on the street interviews Mark Haas' daughter, Noelle. Seemed appropriate to interview her. She's 6 years old. Fun little conversation there. And then we do a Christmas song game at the end. But we're going to start off with this movie discussion.
Movies.
And I wasn't a part of there, so why don't you tell me what happened in it?
So everyone likes talking about their favorite Christmas movies.
Sure.
A lot of controversy, a lot of arguments. So we thought it'd be fun if everyone got together to talk about their favorite Christmas movies. And we did it a little differently, because when we started talking, we realized that there's lots of different types of Christmas movies. So how do you compare It's a Wonderful Life to Elf? It's just really hard to compare those two. So we came up with four different conferences, just like in football. We have the Classics Conference, we have adult Christmas movies, we have children's Christmas movies, and we have animated Christmas movies, and that's the one we're going to start with. And you have to know, Brad, you weren't in the room, but it got pretty heated at times. Like, people are really passionate about their Christmas movies, especially Harmony.
Yeah.
And you're going to hear Harmony. I think she threatens us, our well-being,
wow,
our lives a few times. But we're going to start with Harmony talking about a Christmas movie that she actually owns four copies of, if that's any indication of how much she loves her Christmas movies.
And this is in the animated conference.
Yes, we start with the animated conference. Here's Harmony.
I'm saying I own all those copies because it's a classic. And like, if all of civilization is over, I want the world to know about Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. That's how strongly I feel about it. And I'm not
Chisels,
sorry.
Chisels, Beta, VHS, all these.
I had it on VHS, then I got it four of them on DVD.
That's
one also
so
has
weird.
A Blu-ray, fact. I start watching it in September.
I'd like to say that I vote for Rudolph simply so Harmony won't be mad at me.
Thank
there you,
you fact. Because I was going to quit. I was totally drafting my resignation.
Can we agree then that whatever listener or reader for the blog and the podcast this week, whoever gives the best story about their favorite Christmas movie will win one of Harmony's copies.
No, no.
The Red-Nosed Reindeer.
I will burn one for you and give you a bootleg, but these are mine.
Whoa,
you can come to my house.
Second down.
Hey, that's okay. Illegal.
We don't. Fine, I'll order you one on Amazon
Rebel
Prime
Pilgrim
and you'll
does
have
not
it.
Support or condone okay. any kind of piracy.
Okay, so is Rudolph, are we all in agreement here?
I think we can allow Rudolph to move on.
Okay. Yeah. Okay, so our second conference is what we call the Classics Conference. So these are movies made long, long time ago before any of us were ever born. Here are our four. You guys ready? We've got It's a Wonderful Life, Miracle on 34th Street, Holiday Inn, and White Christmas. Go.
I'm going to be Joe in this one. I don't think I like any of them really.
Oh,
maybe
boy.
It's a
what?
It's a Wonderful Life is kind of good. Kind of good.
No, you can't say the words kind of good in front of that movie and be my friend anymore.
Harmony is really passionate about Christmas
Super
movies.
Super passionate.
I think we've all learned that.
What?
Now,
I don't understand what I'm hearing from you.
Would it be a true statement that your entire group of friends is based solely on what Christmas movies they like?
It might be.
How many copies do you own of It's a Wonderful Life?
Well, that's actually a complicated question because there's the colorized version and the black and white version. I own both, thank you.
I have been compared to Jimmy Stewart by one of his friends. So I feel compelled to get, I don't know if you know this.
Is Joe name dropping?
I'm a professional actor.
Do you do an impersonation at all?
I really don't, Steve. I really don't.
Do you do an impersonation, Joe?
Really.
When I was in A Strange Brand of Happy opposite Shirley Jones, she said that I reminded her of Jimmy Stewart.
She said that to you? She knew Jimmy Stewart?
Mm-hmm. She kissed everyone in Hollywood.
And she did she kiss you?
No. I'm not in Hollywood anymore.
Well, that's quite of a
it was a huge compliment. We did a scene together, and she said, "You remind me of one of my friends on and off camera."
And then she said, Jimmy Stewart?
Who? And she said, James Stewart.
Wow. Are you sure it was Jimmy Stewart? It wasn't like her mailman, James Stewart?
It was actually one of the extras from the Partridge Family, James Stewart.
You should look that up on IMDb. Just to make sure. So it sounds like everyone's voting for It's a Wonderful Life.
Yes.
Any dissenting votes there? So out of our classics category, Harmony, are you okay with this?
I'm completely comfortable
with that.
Which
actually, it was not well received. It was a failure. It didn't make much money. People didn't care about it. And it was years later when PBS started showing it on television because the copyright had lapsed on it and they could air it for free. And people started watching it and falling in love with it years later.
Wow.
If you can ever see the SNL version of the lost ending episode for it, have you seen that?
Yeah.
Where they go rough up Mr. Potter. It was Mr. Potter all the time. They're just going uphill.
Now, that was a good
so
Jimmy
good.
Stewart. That was nice, Mark.
You have a Jimmy Stewart battle.
Okay, now we're going to move on to our kids' Christmas movie category. Here are four. Elf, Home Alone, A Christmas Story, and Muppet Christmas Carol.
This is like the SEC of the Christmas movie conferences. This is really hard to decide who is the best.
I'm
going to
go ahead and admit that I have not seen The Christmas Story, and I'm not sorry. Go ahead.
Okay,
judge me.
This is where I go off.
Judge me. I don't even care.
How is that possible? They run like
speechless
all day long.
At this point, it's kind of become my thing that I am Miss Christmas and I haven't seen it. So I'm just like, whatever.
I don't think that goes together. You can't be Miss Christmas and not see A Christmas Story.
Of the 12 movies we've so far looked at, these are the best four. So I have objection with your categories.
Well, it's
these
too
would
late.
Be these would all be number one seats.
No, but there's different types of movies.
Yeah,
Joe.
And this type
I
is
agree
superior
with your categories.
So this sounds like it might be our toughest one. So you have to choose, Joe.
So Christmas Vacation's in there? No,
no,
that's
no.
Not a kid's
yeah,
story.
No, that no, can't no, be the same.
Not
I forget what they are. Elf.
Elf. So you forget what they are, but they're the four best.
I know.
Elf,
okay.
Home Alone, A Christmas Story, A Muppet Christmas Carol.
Muppets
they're
Christmas
all awesome.
Carol.
Okay.
Objectively. Muppet Christmas Carol is my favorite Christmas Carol movie.
So good.
But it's not. It's not going to win this category.
Yeah.
I would have to agree. It's not going to win the category.
Yeah. A Christmas Story is kind of Alabama here in the SEC. They're slightly better than the others.
This is where it would help for me to understand college football.
I objectively, it's hard to do because you always think like the best. Like, we all think Michael Jordan was the best basketball player that ever lived because we didn't see Bill Russell play, right? That's what my dad would say. So I'm going to say that the danger is with Elf because it's so contemporary to put it in an all-time great. But I think it is.
So you would vote for Elf?
I'm going to vote for Elf.
Wow.
I think it's Will Ferrell's best ever performance.
Agreed.
And it's my favorite Christmas movie of any of we talked about so far.
Isaac?
A Christmas Story.
I have to go with the Christmas Story.
I'm going to say Elf.
I'm going to make this easy. It's definitely A Christmas Story. A Christmas Story is...
They're so wrong. Joe
no,
and
you
I
haven't
are right.
seen it.
Joe's an actual actor.
You must abstain from this conference.
No, you guys hadn't seen half the last conference.
Yeah, but they're not good.
You can't say that.
They're
you
from the West Coast. They're not going to win.
This should be... Man. I will say this. If this whole thing came down to the final game being Elf and A Christmas Story, and Christmas Story won in double overtime, I'd be okay with that.
Okay.
That sounds fair.
This was rigged by the committee.
Ready for our last conference?
Yes.
So these are the adult Christmas movies.
Meaning
they sound dirty when you say that. Can we call them something else?
If Die Hard is in here, you have to think of another one because that's not a Christmas movie.
Just relax. Scrooged. Bad Santa. Christmas Vacation. Ernest Saves Christmas.
Now, I will say this.
Isaac just lit up.
Isaac got excited when you said Ernest.
I love Ernest, and I think Ernest Saves Christmas is the best of the Ernest movies.
It's not hard to do.
However, I will say that I would question the committee putting it into this category and not into the kids category.
Really?
I would concur with that.
I was just trying to give Ernest a chance.
I've only watched one Christmas movie every year for the last 12 years. Always on Thanksgiving night, and it's Christmas Vacation. I had my kids start watching it when they were toddlers, and I coughed during the curse words.
That is great parenting.
Thank you.
Could have just hit the mute button.
No, I like the cough.
Christmas
it's cough's
kind of a tradition now. So now my older kids cough for the younger kids.
Oh, that's sweet.
That is sweet. Yeah, for me, this is Christmas Vacation is just such.
Yeah.
We just watched it the other night. So good. It's hard
so
to.
So good.
You love Ernest. You want to root for him, but. You just can't beat it. So we good with Christmas Vacation?
Yeah, that movie you just want to staple every light you can find to your house.
All right, we've got our final four. Now, Bradley, what you did not hear was our eventual winner.
What happened? Like, why don't we have that audio to hear your guys' end discussion?
Well, it got a little rough. There's a lot of yelling. There's some physical violence that we don't feel comfortable playing on the air.
Yeah.
People are super passionate about Christmas movies, and so it just all became unusable.
And when you say people, is there one person in particular you're referring to again?
Well, I want to say this about Harmony. She's a lovely person.
Yeah.
You've met her.
I love her.
But she loves Christmas movies. She just is super passionate about it. And so we kept choosing A Christmas Story, and it kept making her mad.
And she murdered Joe. He's no longer alive.
That's why he's not here today, actually.
So we're going to take up an offering for Joe's family.
We have an opening at Rebel Pilgrim.
for president and CEO.
If anyone's interested, send in your resume. We'll choose our favorite one, read it on the air next week.
We'll give you a bag of swag to lead this organization.
And you'll be our president. So it just got superheated. So we ended up with the four. They were Rudolph was the animated winner. It's a Wonderful Life was from the classics. Christmas Vacation was from the adults, and A Christmas Story was from the kids. So it came down to It's a Wonderful Life versus A Christmas Story, and take a guess. Who do you think won?
I'm going to say A Christmas Story.
That's right. You're a good guesser.
So for this next segment, we had Matt Milfaller sit down with Noelle and chat about her Christmas experience, and check that out. Well, this is Matt, and I'm getting to sit down with my friend Christmas, right? That's your name?
Yeah, but my real name's Noelle.
Oh, so I can just call you Noelle for short?
Yeah.
Okay. All right, good. And we're talking about Christmas. What are you looking forward to most this Christmas?
Having an American Girl doll.
What is special about your American Girl doll?
Well, it's the Girl of the Year for 2014. It'll be off limits at December 31st.
So it's exclusive.
Yeah.
Now, do you know about how many dollars an American Girl doll cost?
Well, it probably costs $120.
Real dollars?
Yeah.
And are you gonna play with it, or are you just gonna put it in a case and never touch it?
Play with it.
Good. And what, during this season, like, what are you doing around the house that's different? What kind of special things are you doing?
We look for Elf on shelves.
Now, I hear this game is pretty creepy. Is that right?
Sometimes, yeah.
Yeah. Tell me, how do you play Elf on the Shelf?
Well, he, like, watches over you to see if you've been good or bad. Like, once you go to sleep and like at midnight or something, he flies in. I think he watches you because I think one time when I was like awake, I turned on my stomach and I felt like tapping and it felt like his legs.
No.
So I think he comes into your room or sometimes he doesn't, but he moves. But I think he moves to the spots like over again if he likes them.
Oh, okay. So, and his job is to watch you to see if you're being good or bad, and he reports back to Santa?
Yeah.
Does he report directly to Santa, or does it go through your parents first, or how does that work?
Directly to Santa.
Okay, and how does he communicate with Santa?
I'm not sure.
It's probably email, right, when you think? Email?
No, I think he goes there and talks.
Okay, let me ask you this. If money was no object, and you could buy your mom or your dad or your brother one really special gift. Remember, you can spend as much as you want. Who would you get? What would you get for each person?
It's hard. Well, then I'd say I'd probably get mom a swimming pool.
A swimming pool. Okay. And what would you get your dad?
I'd probably get my dad Star Wars figures.
Okay.
And I'd get my brother Power Ranger swords.
That's pretty cool. Yeah, that's a great answer.
Brett, after listening to that, there's just one thing I have to say.
One thing and one thing only?
Kids say the darndest things. Am I right?
That, yeah. Noelle was cute as a button.
Yeah.
Cute as a button that goes on Frosty's belly. That's the one thing I would say.
So weird.
About that.
Yeah.
So that was that segment. Then Matt stuck around the podcast room.
Yeah, we let him stay.
And then I and you.
Yeah, I don't know if I want to claim that or not.
We played a little Christmas song game where we looked up something on the internet that gave us some clues for songs and played a little guessing game.
So you might want to turn your volume down.
Turn it way up and plug your phone into speakers if you can. If you're in a large group setting, you're going to want to pump it up.
So enjoy this and check out rebelstorytellers.com for lots of fun stuff, lots of posts, live events, this podcast. Enjoy. You guys ready?
I'm so excited. I'm ready.
I'm going to give you a clue, and you've got to try to figure out which Christmas song this clue relates to.
Okay. Okay.
You ready?
Yeah.
Number one, 8 p.m. to 6 a.m. without noise.
Silent night.
Holy night. All is calm. All is bright.
Are you guys playing a prank on me?
No. You can just set it as your ringtone. Will listeners be able to download that as their ringtone?
Is that how you're going to answer all of them?
We'll have to see if we feel inspired.
Oh, boy. Okay, next one. Minuscule Hamlet in the Near East.
Hamlet.
Minuscule, so a small Hamlet.
Oh, little town of Bethlehem.
Was brown.
How still we see the light upon the hilltop of Gettysburg. And silent stars go by.
That's it.
Did you say Gettysburg? Is that true? Was the Battle of Gettysburg in?
True story. Abraham Lincoln officially changed the lyrics when he was a president.
I don't think that's right.
Yep.
What was, did you guys get that one right?
I was doing background.
It's got to be, right?
Yeah.
Hamlet's like a town.
Small little village.
Really?
In the Near East.
Okay. I'm going with that. I don't actually have the answers. So this is.
So that's right.
So we're always right.
So like Alex Trebek.
Yeah.
Keep we just coming. Make
let's,
stuff up.
Let's go rapid fire.
Okay. Exuberance directed to the planet.
Oh,
joy to the world, the Lord is come. Let earth receive her King. Let every heart prepare him room. And the nature sing. And the nature sing. And heaven and heaven and nature sing.
Listen, aerial spirits announcing.
Angels we have heard on high, sweetly singing o'er the plains, and the mountains and reply, echoing their joyous refrain.
Brad, I don't think every Christmas song has rum-pum-pump in it.
Yeah, every Christmas song has a rhythm section. I like talking with Matt, like being the score in the background. That feels good.
Yeah, you like doing nothing while Matt sings the whole
Matt
time.
Matt knows words, lyrics.
Assemble everyone who believes.
That sounds aggressive. That sounds like an aggressive song.
Come all you faithful.
Come all you faithful.
I'm better at this game than you guys.
Well, I mean, you don't have the answers.
We already did, because we already had the rum pum pum.
It's like Alex Trebek.
Feel free to participate. You don't have the answers.
I am.
You.
And I'm winning.
Too.
And I'm winning. You got one.
Are you going to sing that one?
Nah.
Already did.
These are too, they're feeling a little too heady.
Fantasia of a Colorless December 25th.
Fantasia of a Colorless December 25th.
I'm dreaming.
Oh my gosh, keep singing.
Of a white Christmas. Boom, with every Christmas card I write.
Boom, boom.
A dozen 24-hour Yule periods.
That sounds dirty.
Not Yule logs. I don't have a log. Get it?
Can't say a line, can you, Russ?
There you go. Thank you.
Can you just sing White Christmas again?
Now? Yes.
Your voice, dulcet so tones. Good.
It's not going to sound good.
It's the mic.
Gosh. That wasn't auto-tune, was it?
Is anyone going to sing the 12 Days of Christmas?
Oh, is that what that one is?
On the first day of Christmas. Got it passed.
What if we sing the entire 12 Days of Christmas song right now?
My parents used to do a Christmas party every year, and they were super religious, so they changed the 12 Days of Christmas to, like, religious things.
Oh, boy.
And it was pretty funny.
Do you remember any of them?
One of them was, joy for my soul. Wait, I think I do. Love for all men, peace in our heart, everlasting joy, and salvation full and free. Oh, my gosh.
Are you being serious?
I'm being dead serious.
I don't like that song.
You can't make that up.
I don't like that song at all.
Next.
Homo sapien of crystallized vapor.
Crystallized vapor. Frosty the Snowman.
There you go. That's
Frosty
fun. Sing it.
Frosty the Snowman was a with a great con pipe and a button nose and two eyes made out of coal. Frosty the Snowman.
Brad, you're ruining the game. Desire a pair of incisors on December 25th.
Ooh, I know that.
All
one.
I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. My
sing
two
along,
front
Steve.
Teeth.
Just
my two front teeth.
All I want for Christmas is my two front teeth. So I can wish you Merry Christmas. Boom.
This one sounds really dirty. I spied my maternal parent osculating.
Osculating.
I saw mommy kissing Santa Claus.
Is osculating kissing?
Underneath.
I guess.
It sounds dirtier than that.
It does sound dirtier. I hope I do some oscillating tonight, if you know what I mean.
Preambulating through a December solstice fantasy.
Walking in a winter wonderland.
Sing, Steve.
Sleigh bells ring.
Are you listening?
Oh my
in
gosh,
the lane.
His voice.
Snow is glistening.
Would you do me a favor? Would you say in a world?
In a world.
He's got it. We're going to make money.
Oh, my goodness. Say it again. Sing it this time.
That's, my career should be that movie guy. Can you, in a world where Sylvester Stallone and Arnold Schwarzenegger team up.
Oh, my gosh.
So if anyone's listening out there and you'd like to hire me to do that.
Could you please say in the microphone, like in a real deep voice, kids, he's watching you.
I will say, because I say this all the time, hello, Sydney. What's your favorite scary movie?
Oh, my God.
How was that?
I just peed myself.
From fear?
Yeah.
Scared.
Because you were afraid I was the killer?
Man. Okay, here we go. Ba-doo, ba-doo, boom, 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 ba-doom,
ba-doo, ba-doom, boom, 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 ba-doom, ba-doom. I don't know what you want me to do, but boom, 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 boom. What's the song?
Of a white
is that what this is?
With every Christmas card I write,
boom, 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 boom.
May your days be merry and bright,
boom, 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 boom. And may all your Christmases be white.
Rum bum, rum bum bum, rum bum.
Just had to go back to rum bum.
Do the Sydney one again. I just want to hear it.
Yeah, do Sydney wishing Merry Christmas.
Hello, Sydney. Merry Christmas.
We should be laughing.
Oh, I'm so
do without our
I'm
voices.
Laughing out of fear.
Are you recording that?
Yeah.